It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Holy cow. Today's the longest day of the year. Get out and do your solstice dance. And I'm throwing a little party tonight, Bob. Just three other couples coming over to sit by the pool and hang out. But I thought we should celebrate the longest day of the year. And so we're going to do a little cookout and sit around and just, you know, watch the darkness join us as late as it does this time of year. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, it is a solstice. I believe it's actually tomorrow. But either way, I don't think so.
It's Saturday night.
The 20th, right?
I thought it was the 22nd. Either way, we're within 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's going to be light out till 10 the next 2 or 3 days. We'll go with that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I read that actually the days keep getting longer for a little bit, or the night is extended somehow. I don't know how that works, but there's plenty of graphics online. You can see everybody wants to show the planet rotation. And
I don't know. I've not done anything. It just gives me an extra hour to eat and drink. So that's all I'm after.
Well, it was Friday, dude. We're behind. Friday was the solstice this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But keep going. I mean,
either way.
I'm hungover. I'm doing it tonight.
We're in Oberon country.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
So, and now, a couple years back, I was telling you about this grand solar minimum or whatever was going on. Well, say they're doing that again this year, or it's happening again this year.
Yeah.
Solar flares,
and
I believe.
And that makes the plants grow more and things like that, right? I mean, if I remember what we were talking about when we did it last
time. It's like a solar flare. I don't know. But either way, we got some hot weather coming.
Yeah, we do. Well, we're living it right now, man. We've had a couple days. We've got 2 or 3 more, at least where we are. We're bumping a heat index of 100 for like 5 days in a row. We're in the middle of it. So it's summer. Get out and get in your backyard and fire up a grill. I tell you what, it is summer, Bob, because I've been on the graduation catering circuit now for a couple weeks, and then summer parties and things are popping up out of nowhere for people. So it's a good time to be a barbecue guy, but it is busy. And, you know, being that it's a side hustle for you and me, the ones that call and want it on a Thursday, that's a little bit of a challenge. But we're trying to accommodate everybody.
Well, there's so many challenges to doing barbecue for catering.
Right.
One being, what time are you serving?
Right.
And that thing has to roast for 12 hours,
right?
You know, so it's tougher than people might imagine.
Right. Well, you got to do math backwards a lot of the time. And then you got to take commutes into play. And then you got to give yourself a little bit of a buffer time in case something happens.
Right.
And it can almost every time and, you know, whatever. But it's what we do. It's part of what we do anyway. So, you know, I've noticed I'm itching for a new side dish because I keep taking beans places, and it's the same bean recipe I've used forever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty good. It's not like rocket science to make beans, but everybody's got their little trick on them.
Right.
And I can tell you that 3, 4, 5 years ago, the bean pan would be empty when I'd go get my dishes back if I'm loaning out, you know, chafing dishes and things like that. Now there's a half a pan of beans everywhere I go, and people aren't eating them. So I've got to come up with something different to do. I mean, pork and beans are like, you know, peanut butter and jelly. They kind of go together.
Sounds like Campbell's to me.
Right, but it doesn't. It's just not working like
well,
it was.
I'll tell you what's surprisingly still very popular, if you can make a good one, is coleslaw.
Yeah,
and that still.
I do that every time. Yeah.
Yeah, that still is something that. It doesn't always get wiped out, but I'm kind of surprised. But yeah, I get it. And, you know, you're just going to have to play around with some different things.
Yeah. And, you know, mac and cheese is always very popular, but some people think that's way too heavy for the summer.
Well, what's really nice is a pasta salad.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't done one of those.
Yeah, and they're so easy.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yep. And with the vegetables in it and a light dressing.
The little spiral pastas, the colored different vegetable ones, and you throw some nice veggies in there, and that's nice and light. You know what I absolutely love? It's along those same lines. Spaghetti salad.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had one of those?
I've never made it. I've had it before, but.
Yeah, it's surprisingly good.
Yeah. Not so good on your light-colored tops that you're wearing when you got a big old spaghetti string nailing you in the chest.
I usually have markings when I get done eating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing I can't hit that pie hole I have, but sometimes you just miss, man. You just miss.
Well, maybe you have to stop talking while you're eating.
Right, or take a smaller bite. I think that's it. The smaller bite's probably where it's at. You're trying to pack it in.
Yeah, we've got smaller bites at my house this weekend. Of course, you know, we got a couple kids living with us, and then a couple down the road.
Well, you got a kid living with you and a couple of his kids living with you.
Yeah, and the ones down the road went to the Bahamas for a week, so we've got their kids, too.
You're pretty convenient that way. I hope that pays well. It doesn't pay at all.
Off too?
I'll tell you. You might as well. I wouldn't notice.
Right, yeah.
The cool thing is the water's clean. Pool is open.
Right. They're having fun there.
I've been trying to perfect this solar covered mechanism of mine for years now, and this year I tried again some different. It's a contraption anyway. I've got it so that you can actually close the solar cover by yourself, and it's a rope and a pole and all this stuff, and it works for me. But the problem I've had is whatever that product is made out of, getting the seam to glue where I have my pole in and all that stuff has been. So I thought, all right. I'll confess here on air. I'm going to take my torch and I'm going to go sear it in a few spots and cauterize it. That actually worked wonderfully. What also worked is I went back in the house and there was just a little bitty piece of that was still burning. So right under the diving board. So my daughter-in-law goes, "Oh, there's a fire in the pool." So she's an engineer. She's a bright girl. So she didn't want to. She thought it might be an electrical fire of some sort because it's by the pool light.
Right.
And I was like, no, I know what it is. I said, just dump some water on it. So I have this beautiful custom cover with this nice black patina. It's got a little barbecue stain on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well.
It just makes me laugh.
MacGyver. Well, yeah. You might want to perfect that again before you try it again.
But here's the takeaway is. If you're going to start a fire, make sure that thing's out because they do burn on and on and on sometimes.
Even when it's sitting
on the water.
I was going to say, even when it's sitting on top of the water, right? Yeah, I've got one. I bought a new one of those, too. Every 2 or 3 years, you got to get a new one of those solar covers, the little bubble things.
Yeah,
they aren't incredibly expensive, but they just don't last. You're moving them in and out and in and out.
Well, they're like $300-$400.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so...
In your world, that's not much money.
Well, it's one of those things you get over
Conrad,
three...
Conrad, you got $400 you can loan me right now?
No, but I have seen the ones where they put them on like a little spool on the
end
of
the...
That's
the way
mine is. That's what we have.
And then you roll it up, like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty slick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but they never roll up flat. They always roll
it's
up in a ball.
It's a two-man job to roll it up.
Yes, it is.
Yep. I just have mine so that one person can now close it.
Right.
Because that one person's always me.
Yep. Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, anyway. It's the pool show.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just life. That's what this show's all about is the stuff we have to do.
World problems.
Have a little fun, but... anyway, grills are working good this time of year. I think I've tried them all out. I even got the barbacoa out with the little seven spindles on it.
Epicoa,
yeah, barbacoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, epicoa. Thank you.
It's one and the same.
Yeah, and cooked on that. Did some little rotisserie skewers, and that was a test drive because I think I'm going to use it in another couple weekends, but I hadn't used it in a year or two, so I was like, I better get that thing out and test it out. So still works. Everything's good. Yeah, kind of fun. But
cool.
You know, I hope you all out there are getting your grills and smokers out and you know, creating that grill envy in your neighborhood because this is the time of year. You got about 6 more weeks where it's going to be 8 maybe, where it's going to be just beautiful out to do barbecue and you know get some friends together
and get ready for winter again.
Yeah, man. And you know, so it's a fleeting season, but we're still on the front end of it. I think we're not quite to the middle yet, but That's a good time. So coming up next, we're going to talk about some uniquely Michigan foods. Barbecue Bob has some thoughts on that. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us.